It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
That's right. It's a download here on 720 WGN, and it's time for the download on Chicago business, sponsored by Signature Bank. This is our weekly segment where we talk to Chicago entrepreneurs and small business owners about their success stories. My guest tonight is the owner and co-CEO of one of the fastest-growing event companies in the world. Joe Reynolds and Red Frog Events started 10 years ago producing an urban scavenger hunt. Reynolds was inspired by the show Amazing Race, and 10 years later, his love of creating events, whether it be scavenger hunts or warrior dashes, music festivals, or craft beer extravaganza, has turned Red Frog into a company with over $40 million in annual revenue. The company has added catering services to its list of products, and it continues to grow, now employing over 80 people and producing events all over the country. But Red Frog still calls Chicago home. Joe Reynolds, the owner of Red Frog, is in studio with me tonight. Joe, nice to meet you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right, so let's get into your story. I mean, I kind of mentioned it right at the top, this idea that the Amazing Race was your inspiration. Pete was joking, you know, his too, except he didn't make a event business out of it. But talk about the idea of starting this 10 years ago.
Yeah, back in 2007, I was sitting on my couch in my one-bedroom apartment in Wicker Park watching The Amazing Race and thought, hey, there might be something there. I would like to do that. So I created a one-city scaled-down version and called it The Great Urban Race, launched one event here in Chicago in the Wicker Park neighborhood, and people showed up, and a business started pretty naturally. So I did one in Chicago. I did seven more later that year, and it started gaining momentum. And then in 2008, added 20 events all over the country,
wow.
Added a national championship in Las Vegas, and it kept moving.
At what point, I mean, yes, I was sitting on a similar couch at a similar time watching Amazing Race. At what point did you recognize you had something with this concept? I mean, it's one thing to say, I'm going to have this fun thing in my neighborhood, and there's another to say we have a national championship in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it was somewhere around 2008 when we were getting momentum. Each race got bigger and bigger. And then realized Red Frog could be something much larger when I launched Warrior Dash in 2009. That's an obstacle course race. People run over fire, crawl through mud, go through barbed wire. And there are 12 crazy obstacles. Launched that event in Joliet, Illinois, outside of Chicago in 2009. And that event sold out very quickly. And that's when we knew we had something really hot, and we moved very quickly, and the company started growing rapidly from there.
Let me ask you, I mean, what goes into, I mean, even in the first race to what you were just talking about with the Warrior Dash, I mean, what did you learn about the business of creating events like this? I mean, it's more than just getting people to sign up for it. There's a lot that goes into creating a race and coordinating and making sure you got all the ducks in a row.
Yeah, there's a lot that needs to go on the operations side of any event, and there's marketing that needs to go into it. But the way we approach it is looking backwards. We look at the customer experience and make sure that the customer has a fantastic time, that they go home, we create memories, they tell their friends and family about it, and come back. We start by looking at what that would be and work backwards and create the event off of that.
Do you rely on return customers? Is that a big part of an events-based thing? If you're a Warrior Dash guy and you say, I'm going to do this again and again and again, I mean, is that a big part of the business plan to make sure that they come back and do it again?
That's a key focus for all of our events. Of course, we'll lose some customers year to year, and we can gain some new ones too, but we're focused on every single person coming into any of our events having a fantastic time.
Does that change the way you approach the business at the end of the day, the product, meaning you want to make it consistent because you want to make sure that people are coming back to relive that memory? So you can't, as a CEO, you can't be like, let's change it. Let's go left to right instead of right to left. I mean, you have to keep some consistency, right?
Absolutely. We keep it consistent, but year to year, we do change. We spice it up a little bit and change little components. Like for Warrior Dash, for example, one or two obstacles will be different, new, fresh every year to make it interesting, but the core product will remain the same.
You know, it's amazing. You guys are celebrating 10 years of really growing, and I mentioned the lead, the idea of going from one event in Wicker Park to $40 million in revenue. There, I mean, you caught a wave when it comes to this country's obsession with the Warrior Dashes and the obstacle courses and the Amazing Races. I mean, this wasn't something that was a cottage industry in the 80s or 90s. This is something that came on, and you guys are right in the center of it.
Yeah, we're fortunate. I think our timing was excellent. We started Great Urban Race in 2007, Warrior Dash in 2009, and then a big music festival called Firefly Music Festival in Dover, Delaware in 2012. The timing was great for all of those. Live entertainment continues to grow very quickly, and we're thrilled to be a part of it.
All right, Joe, I got to ask, I mean, to go from Warrior Dash to the Firefly Music Festival, that seems to be a jump, right? I mean, the idea of going to something that is really geared towards athletes and to obstacle courses and the idea of some sort of competition to a music festival that attracts alt-rock, indie rock, hip-hop, EDM. I mean, this is a major festival in Delaware every year. What brought you to make a move in that direction as opposed to stay into the world of competitive athletics?
Through our years of producing Warrior Dash events, we gained a lot of competencies. At its core, we knew how to put on a really good event that created great memories for people, and that translated pretty well to Firefly. The event itself, the product, putting bands on stages is different than building obstacles for people to run through. But at the end of the day, we're just creating a great experience and a great operation. It's still just an event.
And when you're putting an event together like a music festival, do you have to think about, I mean, do you have to go find staff that knows how to do that? Is that something you can teach up to staff that works in other kinds of events?
Yeah, it's been a blend for us. We were new to music festivals, so we brought in a lot of skills that we had gained through Warrior Dash, but then with the skills we didn't have, say talent buying, for example, we went and found professionals.
So someone who books gaps. The bands, yeah. Things like that, right? And how much are you involved in that creative pursuit? I mean, the idea is you like a band and you're like, I really want to get these guys. Can you try to get these guys? Or do you sort of, you know, do you say, okay, I'm going to let the talent buyers pick the right lineup for a festival?
We are totally focused on our customers and the bands that they want to see. We do extensive surveying every year.
Really?
And we really just listen to what they want, and we do our best to put those bands on the stage every year.
Joe Reynolds is the owner of Red Frog Events, a Chicago company that went from one race in Wicker Park to an annual revenue of $40 million plus. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. And I want to talk about how you manage that growth. You know, we'll also talk about the charitable work that you guys do. And also about what's next for Red Frog Events here in the Chicago area. It's a download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. Stay with us.
It's business time.
It's business. It's a download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank here on 720 WGN. Joe Reynolds, the owner of Red Frog Events, in studio with me tonight, talking about how he took an idea to have essentially an urban scavenger hunt, and he turned it into Red Frog, which is gets $40 million plus in annual revenue. And because it's, I mean, it's not just events anymore. I mean, you do events, you have catering, there's so many things that have rolled up in one. And and the biggest stat to me that's just amazing, it's only been 10 years. I mean, I talk to a lot of different people like, I'm celebrating 20 years, 25 years. What are the challenges that go into the idea of a meteoric sort of success story? The idea of going from 0 to 100 to be from sitting on your couch 10 years ago to $40 million in annual revenue.
By far, the biggest thing for us has been the rapid change that has had to come along with that. Every new event we add requires new skills to find and new great people to add onto our team. But every step of the way, there's been change for us to go from nothing to the size of company we are today.
How much emphasis do you put on culture?
A lot. I'm very proud of the fact that we offer wonderful benefits to help attract the best talent in Chicago. We offer unlimited vacation days, and we've done that for over 7 years.
Why?
Now.
Why? I mean, why buck the trend of saying you get 3 weeks or 4 weeks off? What is it about unlimited vacation days that helps with the success at Red Frog?
Found that everybody likes different amount of vacation. Some people are people who like to work nonstop. Some like more vacation. We want to be able to attract all of those people. In my early 20s, I did a lot of world travel, and I learned that I needed time to get away and think. So I also added a sabbatical program. Every 5 years at Red Frog, you get 1 month. We pay for you to go travel somewhere, whether it's just you or with your family or whatever.
You know, for you, I'm interested because you put a lot of emphasis on culture, and you talked a lot about, you know, obviously your inspiration. How much were you an entrepreneur when you started this? I mean, was this something that you're like, I'm getting into the game, I'm going to be a business, I'm just coming up with ideas, I've been inspired? Or did you just kind of like, in the nicest way possible, kind of back into it?
I've been an entrepreneur from the beginning. I started a newspaper business in fifth grade. I started a basketball tournament company in sixth and seventh grade. In college, I started a house painting company. So it's been in my blood from day one, and I knew I always wanted to start my own business. And I absolutely love it. I love the adventure of being an entrepreneur.
The idea of starting a business and having it grow as it has for 10 years has ups and downs. I mean, you've had situations where you've acquired companies. You've had situations where you lay off people. I mean, you've lived a life in 10 years of this company. Talk about that. Talk about, as a CEO, the what you need, the strength and the leadership you need to when things are up and when things are down.
You need to keep us. You need to stay steady, so people know that when things are down, they're going to come back up. And when they're up, you can't get too excited about that either, because eventually they're going to come back down. At the end of the day, I look to my people, and everything we do is about getting exactly the right people at Red Frog. And I'm so lucky to be surrounded by the most amazing group of Red Froggers I can even imagine. And when you have the right people, everything else gets a little bit easier.
You know, for you, and you talk about all these events. I mean, you talk about the first event, and then you talk about the Warrior Dashes in Joliet, and you talk about expanding that and the music festival. Is there a point where you, as a CEO, you have to decide this event has run its course, that we're not going to do this event anymore? You almost have to kill your babies. I mean, talk about the idea of letting go as a CEO when you're in a company like you are.
Yeah, letting go can be challenging. That actually happened with our first event, Great Urban Race. Ran its course in 2012. It was no longer profitable. And we
Is that what you look at, just the profitability? Is there other things that you would look into?
Yeah, we look at other factors. That one in particular was our first, so that was even harder. But at the end of the day, you have to do what's best for the business. Our goal is that Red Frog is around 100 plus years from now. And sometimes that includes making hard decisions, like cutting off a brand like Great Urban Race.
Yeah. You know, for you guys, a lot of your story and reading it, whether it's in Forbes or on your website or other places, really centers around your charitable donations. I mean, you have a relationship with St. Jude and Cancer Research that isn't just about, hey, we give money to charity. I mean, it's in the first paragraph of your story. Talk about that, because to me, it feels less about, hey, we're a big company, we want to give back, and more at the core, the foundation of what you guys are trying to do.
A major part of our mission is giving back. And going back to a Great Urban Race that happened in Denver in 2009, St. Jude came and partnered with us, and we raised a little bit of money for them. They then invited my co-CEO, Ryan Kunkel, and I to go visit the hospital in Memphis. We went, and we were blown away with the cancer research being done there for children. And I remember a very specific moment I had there when I walked into the room where children were being given anesthesia, their daily anesthesia dose. And it just hit me that I had never really thought about what it was like for a child to have cancer. And it was that moment that we decided to make a large commitment to St. Jude.
I mean, up to that point, as an entrepreneur, have you thought at all about charitable donations? I mean, what was your philosophy on it before you made this trip?
We had always given back at our early events in small ways to a wide variety of local charities, but this was different and really, really struck us. So we started donating very quickly with the Great Urban Race. We raised $175,000 the first year with our nationwide partnership with that. And then we started a program called St. Jude Warriors with our Warrior Dash event that really took off. And we have now raised, I'm proud to say, 7 years into our partnership with St. Jude, over $14 million. And we made a commitment to raise $25 million total. We're well on our way now. And just last year, we upped the ante and made a commitment to donate 1% of our profits forever to St. Jude.
And I mean, I understand the emotional attachment to that, being there to see that. And I understand the idea of wanting to give back. You know, but this seems, like I said, a little bit above it, the idea of tying what your revenues are in 1%. Is that at all a tough sell as a CEO to a board, to staff members, to people who are making money or your company, to say, we're going to give 1% of our profits away?
Yeah, on the surface, it seems like a stretch, but it's built right into our mission that we're here to give back and make the world a better place. So when that's part of your mission, it's a much easier sell. And by giving the 1% of our profits to St. Jude every year, I think there are benefits too. It helps us find better talent. People are attracted to a business that goes that far. And like I said earlier, people is everything to us. Mm. So if it helps attract top talent, that's great.
You mentioned people a couple times here. My last question is about place. You guys have events all over the country. You don't have to be here in Chicago. Why is Red Frog still a Chicago company? What does it mean to be from this area?
Chicago has been wonderful to us from our very first event here in Wicker Park back in 2007. And we continue to be blown away by the level of people we can find and the talent that exists in the city. I'm so proud of my team and what we've assembled, and they're all here in Chicago. I can't imagine being anywhere else.
Joe Reynolds is the owner and co-CEO of Red Frog Events here in Chicago, as I just mentioned, a company that started with a race in 2007. 10 years later, is getting over $40 million in annual revenue. Joe, thanks so much for being my guest on the Download in Chicago Business. We appreciate it.
Thank you.